This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Boeing is an incredible company. They are working very, very hard right now. And hopefully they'll very quickly come up with the answer. But until they do, the planes are grounded.
All right, so Boeing grounded MAX 8 and 9 is what we're talking about. While that's going on, we've got actresses, coaches, and others being arrested, being fired in a huge cheating scam at colleges across the nation. And how about Paul Manafort, 7.5 more years added on in a different court this time. Some people dealing with what we call an epic bomb cyclone that smashed into the U.S. Sadly, a Colorado trooper was killed. In my own backyard, some tree limbs flew off, and I say, big deal. Except for at one point, it seemed like the roof of my house was going to be torn off. In my neighborhood, they got up to 73-mile-an-hour winds. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, just another day in the neighborhood or across the U.S., hey? Let's talk about the Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes grounded because of this new evidence that Ethiopian flight that crashed over the weekend and horrified people. Now more is coming out about that evidence that... So the president issued what you heard there, an emergency order, halting flights of the 8 and the 9. The United States was definitely being squeezed to join other nations in grounding the planes because there's a lot of concern after that Ethiopian horrible crash, very similar to the one in October. On Wednesday, Canada jumped on, same thing. They're on the list of countries that stopped the flights, and this is it. So once the president made that announcement, there were some pilots who had to get on and tell their passengers, this plane is going back to the gate. It's the president has grounded the flight. So imagine being on the plane, and then you hear that. The MAX fleet, just for your background, started flying a couple of years ago, and there's 74 domestic planes. American Airlines is one of them. And they fly a bunch of them, and so does Southwest, for example. The newest versions of the 737 and the best-selling airliner ever, by the way. Airlines have ordered more than 4,500 of those jetliners. So Boeing stock is tanking a bit. It's leaking a bit, not as much as I thought it would be. However, it's just down under 3%, although you could say that's a bit of a shocker. Because of now what has happened here, and, you know, one airline company is saying they want compensation from Boeing for the cost of parking the jets. Norwegian Air flies 18 of the planes, and they say we don't want any financial burden for a brand new aircraft that's not going to be used. So this is going to start to really tank Boeing, depending on how quickly this is understood and solved. The FAA still stood by the safety of the Boeing 737 MAX on Tuesday, and then here we are grounded. And they said there were like 11 reports about safety problems with the plane. Two pilots reported their planes unexpectedly pitched nose down after they engaged autopilot following departure. Another pilot reported a temporary level off that was triggered by the aircraft automation. So that's where this problem must be. The pilot of a flight in November, last November, called part of the aircraft's flight manual inadequate and almost criminally insufficient. Boy, he was prophetic. And in the U.S., Southwest, American, like I say, they fly the plane. They say they have confidence in the fleet, but this plane that crashed was 4 months old and just minutes into a flight going to Nairobi when it slammed into a field. In October, a Lion airplane of the same model, that was not safe, crashed into the sea. minutes after leaving Jakarta, Indonesia. 189 on that one. So too many people in too short of a time. And both flights crashed after drastic speed fluctuations during the ascent. And pilots made efforts to just return to right back to where the flight had originated. They weren't that far away, and they couldn't do it. That is scary to me. And listen, you had people in Congress, you had the two unions representing flight attendants calling for the FAA to ground the flights, and so now they have done that. And like I said, they're looking at this evidence, and they're saying that this is what made them decide to ground it, looking at the black box voice and data recorders that were found, and the flight control. The pilots were telling the air traffic controllers they were having flight control problems. That goes along with some of the complaints. So now they're going to look at this equipment and check it out, and et cetera. But none of those flights are going to be up there. So some people had flights that were canceled, didn't take off, that whole thing, because of the president's announcement. And the president says, you know, look, the safety of the American people, I would have to agree. It's scary when you start to read some of the details that has to be checked out. Let's face it, right? Paul Manafort, because here we talk about what's happening. That's the beauty of this show. And Paul Manafort had a bad day. Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm underscoring bad day. 7.5 years. This is the latest charges. This is out of Virginia. In New York, they have some charges against him. The federal prosecutors are chomping at the bit to go after him. They're investigating fundraising involving the inaugural committee and hush money payments, they're saying, made by the Prez, Don Jr., and Trump Organization financial chief, Alan Weiselberg, to women who have claimed affairs with the president. We know that story. But where that goes, how much he gets, what happens, all that, who knows. At this point, though, he's got 7.5, and he's going to be 70. So you start to add up the numbers, and it's not looking like he will ever get out of prison if those numbers keep adding up, and you think health and time and everything else. And he's been in prison since June, since all of this stuff broke. The U.S. District Judge today said to a packed courtroom, he's a liar. He's a serial liar. Ongoing contempt for the law. It's been spanning a decade, and her comments just kept going on and on and on. So the president was asked what he thought about Manafort. He said he felt badly for him. He was unaware of the new charges in New York. And he said, you know, I can't talk about a pardon. I mean, why would I take it off the table? Why, you know, what can I say? I don't know. And that makes sense, because what's he going to say at this point? It's not even all wrapped up. So there you go with that. But this is a big one. And then it could be kind of what could happen to Michael Cohen, who is now also waiting his sentencing. How much is he going to face as a result of that? Some of you listening to me might have had to deal with some of the winds that I had to deal with, or some of that snow in Colorado, what they call that epic bomb cycle. What a name. Slamming into the central U.S. Wind, heavy snow, that kind of stuff. Going to talk about that coming up as we jump to the next seg. I'll see you over there.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. second, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Thanks for hanging with us. Kate Delaney, what's happening in your backyard? Hopefully not this horrible winter weather in Denver. I have a lot of friends that live there and people that I know are that are stuck there. 1,300 flights were canceled at Denver International Airport. The wind gust 80 miles an hour on Wednesday morning. Runways at the airport closed early afternoon. You couldn't see anything. And across the nation, there were more flights that were canceled. Power was out. Schools were closed. It's a snow day. Even the Colorado governor, of course, this is a layup, Jared Polis, had to declare a state of emergency. It is an emergency because they couldn't even get some of the rescues. They were struggling because of the intensity of the snow in some of these areas. That is a cyclone for you. All of a sudden, poof, it hits you. The weather drops, the temperature drops, and you can see high winds or snow or whatever it might be. And a blizzard warning is in effect for Denver all throughout Wednesday afternoon. They had, you know, 8 inches in some place and those howling winds. I mean, a truly epic snowstorm. Very, very fierce. Even people with the right kind of equipment on their cars, when those tires start to spin, yeah, you know you need to stay inside. As for where I live in our satellite facility in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I mentioned that there were 70-plus mile-an-hour winds in my neighborhood. It was crazy. All of a sudden, the wind was brutal, and I have big trees. I love trees, and there's trees all over my neighborhood. Picture that. And you could hear the noise of the trees. I call it the trees are dancing, and that can be a good thing. It's interesting to hear it when it's really intense. So I wondered at one point, and my hub said this to me, was the roof going to be ripped off? And there were people that had trees uprooted, not in my particular neighborhood, but in neighborhoods nearby. And wind ended up tossing some planes not too far from us. And there was a bunch of things that happened to people where they had, you know, trees fall on houses, or there was even a huge dog shelter where things were ripped up there. Luckily, dogs were all safe, but $5,000+ of damage. And, of course, the way people are here, which I'm proud to say, and I'm sure they are and where you are, immediately pitching in, helping them get things straight, helping some of the dogs that were a little shaken up, that kind of thing. But, yeah, you hear the word bomb cyclone, and you know, this is not good. I think the other thing that everybody's jawing about, and I always say that this show is about, you know, I feel like I'm the voice of reason. It's about what's the conversation in your backyard and mine. And weather is always one of those things because of what happens to the weather and how it can just boom, in an instant, rip up your life in some way, whether it's your house, your family. And it's always about human life first. And there were some people that were in danger, and obviously that Colorado trooper, oh, it's sad to hear that story, certainly. And you don't want to hear of anyone being killed, but it could have been a lot worse in some of these neighborhoods where they were completely slammed. I think that the story that so many people are talking about, especially comedians, it's a layup to talk about Desperate Housewives, use clips of it, or Lori Loughlin, the other actress, the two actresses in trying to get daughters into schools, what they did and the whole bribing thing. But there are a lot of heads rolling as a result, you know, coaches, etc., as a result of that. And you know, this is 200+ affidavit wise of this FBI investigation, wiretaps and all that kind of stuff. So I think that we're going to hear more, and there may be some familiar names. Certainly the world of business, some of those names are pretty familiar too. There was a story, the New York Post, they're always big on the juicy gossip, and they talked about Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, who says, they say she was on a yacht of a USC official when her mother was charged with the bribery deal. So she was in the Bahamas when they announced that her mother would be, that just sums it up, doesn't it? When her mother would be charged with paying bribes to get her daughter accepted to USC, she paid $500,000 with her husband, Massimino Gianelli, to get their two daughters into the University of Southern California. They were pretending in this case that they were crew athletes, and that's what they're charged with. And there's various admissions of what happened. And you have a lot of people lashing out, including, and I love this, honest celebrities. Let's pull out the honest celebrities reacting to this scam of what's happened. Rob Lowe, who definitely has had some controversy himself, he jumped in on this because Twitter is like where everything breaks, right? So he tweeted out that his Stanford grad son, John Owen Lowe, said the scheme was horrible when kids like himself spent months studying for the SAT only to have to retake it multiple times. There was also Richard Dreyfuss's son, Ben, who said, I got into college the old-fashioned way by letting my father's celebrity speak for itself. See, you know, mostly there were set-up jokes here because it was just too easy to jump into this, to wade in this, especially with the two women who are known names, who people have heard of, and not huge, huge celebrities, I guess, if you want to compare whatever that scale is, but certainly big enough names, and they're right in the middle of this whole process, and you know, they found all kinds of ways that they were using bribes to get into these colleges, even The one that really is crazy to me, but I can totally see it happening. I mean, think back for anyone that went to school or thought you were going to go to school and you had to take one of these crazy tests. You're wrecked by the time everyone's done talking about the test. And half the time you take it over, I took it. I think I told this story in the air. I took that test a second time because I got great, no surprise, scores on the English side and okay scores on the math side, but I wanted to get them higher. So what do? You go to a class with a tutor with other kids, and then you take it again another time. And that was almost common unless you just completely crushed it. Well, some of these kids completely crushed it because they would come up with the grade that they want, you know, the number they wanted them to get on the SAT, and they would arrange it that it would happen that way. They would take the test, and they wouldn't even know. They take the test where there's only a handful of people, and then they would change the answers to what they wanted the number to be. Whatever this Rick Singer wanted the number for the kid to have on the test, that's what they put. So that's why, in the case of this Desperate Housewives actress, the money that she paid, it was about taking that test to get into the school, to be able to get into the school. I mean, photoshopping faces? You know, come on. Coaches, easy. Coaches just say that they're there on an athletic, you know, they're an athlete, and they're recruiting them. And that's how they did that. But the fact that you had proctors changing answers, oh, taking tests at sites where they had control, they just would fabricate a reason why they couldn't take the test with a giant amount of people, like in a big, where they would set it up and people would come from schools all over the place and it would wash. And then the academic requirements for some of the slots aren't as stringent when you talk about athletics. So they called that the side door, and that's how they scammed that and did the thing where they photoshopped the face on whether it was, hey, they're crew recruits or whatever it might be, or tennis was another one, false credentials, and, you know, being a student being on a track team, but then the kid wasn't on a track team. But that's a lot of money, right? So you think about this. Clients of this fake network, or this network of the bribing, scamming thing was set up, they paid between $15,000 and $75,000 a test. In one case, the family of one student paid $1.6 million for admission to Yale. Tuition, along with fees, room, and board, is $72,000 annually. And, of course, Yale is one of the most prestigious schools in the country. Wow, they admit just 7% of the people who applied. So they wanted to increase their odds. Now they might be, they might be weeping over what they're going to end up having to do as a result of this. And who knows how much time any of them end up getting in the end. Stay with us. Much more coming your way down the road. Here is me, Kate Delaney.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
European countries as well as Canada have grounded Boeing 737 MAX jets. It was a MAX 8 that crashed in Ethiopia and now in the U.S.
All of those planes are grounded. effective immediately.
President Trump says the investigation has started into why there have been two deadly crashes recently involving MAX planes.
Boeing is an incredible company. They are working very, very hard right now. And hopefully they'll very quickly come up with the answer. But until they do, the planes are grounded.
Ethiopian Airlines says flight recorders from the jet that crashed will be sent abroad for analysis. In Washington, the sentence was 3.5 years in prison for former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. He was sentenced last week to almost 4 years in prison in Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So I'm totally excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room. He may be, I don't know, zoning out, perhaps grabbing a few Z's or meditating, and I can completely relate to that because Peter Friedman from Calm.com, my favorite new app, is going to join us. And Greg, I have to tell you, it's been a game changer for me. Sometimes with, you know, everything I have going on, radio shows and speaking, you know, my crazy life and writing a book, I have a hard time winding down, especially.
No, not, you have a hard time. You have a hard time winding down.
Shocking, but this app has been a game changer for me. I fall asleep. I turn it, I put it on, and it's right there at my nightstand, and it's awesome. And I've also used it when I've been in before I get on a plane, where I used to say I can't even try to meditate. I can't calm my mind down, and I use it then too, and it's helped
That's
me.
Great, you know, as you were describing it, and by the way, I want to, Peter, it's great that you're here. Peter Friedman, he works with a company
Good.
Called Calm.com, and I want to spell it because it's a little hard to catch verbally. It's C-A-L-M, like calm down, calm.com. And Peter's the producer of a movie called Ba Ba Land, which we're going to talk about. But I want to say, Kate, and Peter, we will let you talk too. Don't worry. It's
okay.
But it is our show, gosh darn it. But I wanted, you know, I'm getting on a plane to New York tomorrow, and as you were describing this app, I was thinking maybe I should download that and listen to it on the plane.
Yeah.
So I'll check that out. I will report back. Do you think we should let Peter talk now?
I think we should, Peter. So here's the question. I want to ask you this. You are the producer of this new film, Baba Land, for Calm.com, and apparently it's an 8-hour slow-motion film about sleep, but the crazy thing...
About sheep.
Sheep, not sleep. Sheep and sleep go together, by the way. It's billed as the dullest movie ever made. What is that about? How did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, and if you're the dullest guest we've ever had, this interview is not going to last very long. So, unlike the sheep, you better pump it up.
If you're still awake in 5 minutes, then I'll be doing a poor job. Yeah, we came up with the idea because a lot of people use Calm.com as a way to help them get to sleep. And one of the most popular features on Calm.com are their sleep stories or bedtime stories for grown-ups. So we were chatting and talking, and we discussed, well, what would be the ultimate insomnia cure? And one of the ideas suggested was an 8-hour slow motion movie about sheep, which sort of the antidote to Hollywood action movies, where, I mean, a movie like The Bourne Supremacy, for example, the average camera shot lasts about 2 seconds, where we have camera shots over an hour long. So it's basically, it consists of 8 hours of sheep standing around in a field doing very little. So we are billing it, as you say, as the dullest movie ever made and as the ultimate insomnia cure.
So is it 8 hours? Is it significant that it's 8 hours long, or did you get bored after 8 hours?
The reason for 8 hours, of course, is because that's the number of hours that we're supposed to sleep to get a good night's sleep. But the director's cut was about 12 or 13 hours. We really had to battle with the director to get it down to 8 hours. So we may release that if there's enough public demand. There's also a trailer that's just under 90 seconds that you can find online by Googling Baba Land. So that's for those who haven't got time to watch the whole 8 hours. Yeah, so far we've only released the trailer. We're going to do a world premiere of the movie at a cinema in the centre of London in the UK in September, probably mid-September, and we're also going to be doing a global webcast on the same day, which will be a world premiere, which will be on calm.com, so people across the world will be able to watch it.
Are Kate and I invited to the world premiere? Because
you are certainly invited. There will be members of the cast attending.
No, really?
Yes.
There will be sheep
the
there?
World exclusive. But you're invited either to the premiere in London or to watch it online on calm.com. We also hope it will have a future on TV. I mean, it's an example of the art film genre known as slow cinema, which, as you know, is characterized by very long camera shots and general lack of plot or action or narrative. But it's also an example of the growing genre of slow TV and a number of TV channels, including Netflix and the BBC and various channels in Scandinavia and Czech Republic, there is a growing appetite for slow TV, long, slow programs in which very little happens. So we expect that after it premieres in the cinema in London and on calm.com, that it will have a future on TV, maybe on Netflix, maybe on a dedicated channel.
Mm. Wow. So you made this movie for Calm.com. We haven't really delved into the company at all, so tell us about the company, Peter.
Well, Calm.com is a very fast-growing meditation app. There's a number of, as you know, there's a number of guided meditation programs of different lengths and on different themes that you can enjoy. I mean, it's actually started by two British guys, but it's based in San Francisco. Mm. And it's, it's growing very fast. It's last month passed 10 million downloads, and the company is growing, will grow in revenue about threefold this year, so it's going to grow about 300%. It's also just launched its first physical product last week, in fact, which is called Sleep Mist, which is a lavender sleep spray that you spray on your pillow. But what's unusual about it is it goes with while inhaling the lavender spray, you also listen to an accompanying sleep story or bedtime story on a lavender theme. So it's a kind of new combination of aromatherapy and audio therapy, a combination of smell and sound to help you. So, I mean, lots of people in Silicon Valley, I'm sure you know, are doing all sorts of high-tech things with virtual reality to create immersive experiences, but this is a very low-tech new type of immersive experience, combining, yeah, as I say, smell and sound. So you will go to sleep while listening to a very slow, relaxing story about lavender and lavender fields in Provence in southern France, while inhaling the special spray, which is scientifically proven to help you relax and nod off to sleep. So yeah, it's growing very fast, and it's doing all sorts of innovative things. The Babaland movie and the first physical product are both examples of how it's starting to move from online to offline into the real world. So it's going to be occupying both spheres, the online and the offline world.
I want to bring this conversation back to the topic of sleep. We're talking with Peter Friedman. He's the producer of the new film Babaland. It's B-A-A, B-A-A, if that reminds you of a sheep, it's deliberate. Babaland, it's an 8-hour slow-motion film he made for Calm.com about sheep, and it's billed as the dullest movie ever made. And Peter, what I want to ask you is, you made the movie, you said, 8 hours long because that's how much time we should be getting sleep. I'm guessing you have some statistics about how much time we're actually getting sleep.
Yes, I'm trying to get them to hand. I know that tens of millions of Americans do have serious sleep problems, and insomnia is a modern and growing epidemic. Yeah, the statistics are pretty frightening. So most people are getting significantly less than that. Fortunately, I'm not one of them because sleeping is one of my big talents. We did a survey a few weeks ago to find out which day of the week people had most difficulty sleeping, and the runaway winner was Sunday. Three times as many people have trouble sleeping on a Sunday as on any other day, and the day when people have least trouble sleeping is Thursday night. And the reasons for those two things are connected. There are a number of reasons people find difficulty sleeping on Sunday night, but the biggest reason is they disrupt their routine. They kind of go to bed late on a Friday, and even more on a Saturday, and then they sleep in late on a Saturday morning, and then by the time it gets to Sunday night, they're not tired, they're not sleepy, and then so they can't get to sleep. Then they start worrying about they can't get to sleep, and then they get into a vicious circle. And I mean, by Thursday night, they've just about got back into their routine after spending a whole week getting back into the groove, and then the weekend comes around again. So yeah, sleep is a huge problem, and that's why one of the reasons that Calm is growing so fast, because people use both the meditation programs and the sleep stories, the bedtime stories for grown-ups, to help them get to sleep. And they're both kind of natural sleep aids, because it's obviously far better if you can get a natural aid than if you have to rely on medication.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to hear more about the premiere. We definitely have to have you back on, because I want to see what that cast of hundreds, all those sheep, are like. Peter Friedman, Calm.com, and the producer of Babaland. I love it. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, everybody knows I'm a huge watcher of documentaries, and Netflix has a really controversial documentary coming up called American Circumcision. And I started thinking about it. Why is this so controversial? Because circumcision itself, and I know it's a sensitive topic, and bringing it up here on the show is interesting for me because in this version of For Your Health, this completely fits in. So joining us now, he's in our virtual green room, Anthony Los Cuadro, founder of Intaction. You can go to intaction.org and find out more about that. He's a circumcision expert. Anthony, thanks so much for popping on.
Hey, Kate. Thanks for having me on the show.
So I'm going to start off with this. Why is it so controversial? And maybe I'm answering my own question. Because, I mean, this is a health segment. We should be able to talk openly about health concerns and what how some people feel and how some other people feel. But for some reason, it really is something that's kind of off the table, isn't it?
It is, and that's a great question. You know, it's controversial, really, in America, but the rest of the world, it's controversial for the reverse reasons, because they don't practice circumcision there for the most part. So what's going on in America? It's controversial because Americans have been told for decades this circumcision, cutting off part of the male's body, is so important to do. And now they're starting to get information that maybe they've been misled, and it's natural for people to put the defenses up and to try to protect their ego and their decision making, and say, I don't want to discuss this. I was told to do it. It's a health issue. We did it, or I had it done to myself, and that's the way it is. So, you know, when somebody brings along new information, that can stir up a controversy.
Yeah, and so, you know, here's the thing. There is no choice in this if people just do it and it's automatic and we assume that this is the right thing to do, because it's routinely done on infants. It just happens, which is, in a different way, crazy. There's no, you don't really have control over it. So I guess that's the question to answer. First of all, what is it?
Well, exactly. I mean, like you said, a baby has no control over it. The individual has no control because he can't consent to it. And it's almost, you know, it's the same circumstances as what's done to little girls in other parts of the world where they do female genital mutilation. And the advocates that are against that, they would dispute that. But it, essentially, it's the same thing whether you're doing it to a boy or a girl. And so, you know, that's
what it is. Another aspect. So here's the question. Is it, for people listening, you know, we're talking about, and especially because now it'll be raised even more with this Netflix documentary, American Circumcision, is it harmful?
You know, it is harmful for two reasons when it's done to baby boys. First of all, there's the pain and the trauma, okay? You have to realize doctors can't use anesthesia on a baby, so the baby's getting the full brunt of this procedure that takes as long as 15 minutes. People like to imagine, it's just a snip, it happens really quick. This is a 15-minute-plus procedure in which the foreskin is crushed in a clamp-like device in order to get hemostasis or to stop the bleeding. It's just a fancy term. And it's like getting your finger caught in a car door and slamming it shut, except we're going to keep the car door slammed shut until the bleeding stops. That's what circumcision is about. So it's painful. This, you know, people, the second myth is that people think, well, babies can't remember it, so no harm, no foul. And, you know, just because a baby or an individual or a child can't remember something, that doesn't mean it doesn't affect him. Okay, the pain and trauma done to babies during this procedure has been associated with changes in the brain, in particular the hippocampus, which is the area that controls memory, emotion, and other functions that are crucial for development. You know, when a baby is born, its brain is like a blank slate, and it's making millions of neural connections from the moment that it's born, and so it can, you know, it's critical for its survival going forward, so it knows how to interact with its environment. And the first thing that it's subjected to is this intense, incredible pain and trauma, and it has all the elements of PTSD. The brain and the adrenal glands dump cortisol into the body, which is a stress hormone. We're doing all this pain and trauma to a baby for no reason, because, you know, over 22 medical associations around the world specifically say we do not recommend infant circumcision.
Yeah, there you go. So there are organizations saying that. How many, and I know statistically it's probably hard to even come up with this, but how many circumcisions do you figure that are done? Because I think it's got to be a high number.
Well, you know, to answer your question directly, it's probably, in the United States, it's probably about 1 million done every year.
Wow.
The rates as of 2012, which is the last hard data we have from CDC, was about a 56% circumcision rate. Those rates are dropping, so now we're into 2019, so we think we're approaching the 50-50 mark, because more and more people are realizing that we're not doing this to our son. This is just crazy. But so we're at about 50-50. And you have to realize other parts of the world, like Europe, It's like under 5%. Nobody does this. When we talk to a European and say, you know, we have this problem in America where they're obsessed with circumcision, they're so taken back, and they can't believe what we do to our children.
Yeah, there you go. We're speaking with Anthony Los Cuadro. He's the founder of Intaction here on For Your Health. So tell us about what you do. What does Intaction do?
Well, you know, Intaction is an organization I started because I felt that babies needed a voice in this, and Americans were sorely lacking good information on it. So what Intaction does is our main thing is we run public events. We have mobile units where we go out and our advocates distribute literature, engage people in conversation, and talk to them about this issue. And we talk about things. You know, it's an unusual job, but you know, if we don't do it, who's going to do it? And we talk about, you know, the four powers of foreskin, which is the benefits foreskin provides, which is pleasure, protection, lubrication, and connection. Nature put it on our body for a very good reason. It's in our DNA. We're supposed to have it.
Yeah, and you talk about this. I mean, you mentioned this with the babies. You assume, oh, no big deal. But it makes me wonder, how did this start? Where's the history of this?
Well, it's a really bizarre history in America. You know, it wasn't common in America up until around the 1890s or so. And a movement started where it was believed masturbation was the cause of many medical illnesses and psychological harm. So they started on a campaign to try to prevent this. And you have people, notables like Dr. Kellogg, who was the inventor of Kellogg's cornflakes. He was a celebrity doctor of his day, and he was one of the advocates along with others like John Lewis Sayer, who became president of the American Medical Association. And they started this campaign in America to start circumcising babies. First, they tried to get men to be circumcised, but that was too difficult of a sell. If you're an intact male, someone says, well, we're going to cut off your foreskin. You're going to have
World War III. Yeah, you're not doing it. Yeah, exactly. I agree.
And they didn't have World War III yet. So they said, well, all right, that's not selling. Let's convince the parents to do it to their children. And that took off, and under the guise of masturbation. And then they said, well, it prevented polio and typhus and all these other types of diseases, which, you know, the reasons they dreamed up were a legend. And it became a business after that. And they started circumcising. As more and more babies became born in hospitals as opposed to home, doctors just started doing it automatically. Parents even didn't even have a choice in the matter. And then it became a business, and it became a cultural norm. And then after a while, parents expected it to be. It became, you know, a symbol that your baby was born in a hospital and you were upper class. And that's how it became entrenched in America. And we're really unique from the rest of the world. Where this didn't happen.
Well, you said it. There's the word. You were considered upper class. So it's like keeping up with the Joneses. That's a weird analogy, but it's true. So if they're doing it, that's what happens. You become like sheep in whatever we're talking about. And then you don't question enough. So that's what's so interesting. We question, especially because some of the horrible things we've seen about genital mutilation for females, but we really haven't questioned very much about men, have we?
You know, we haven't, but, you know, times are changing. People are talking about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and not only that, they're realizing that, you know, we criticize other cultures for cutting girls, but then those other cultures turn around and say, you're a hypocrite because you're doing it to your son.
Exactly. It's crazy. All right. Check out intaction.org. That's the best place to find out more information about it. Anthony, thanks so much for spending time with us here on the show.
Kate, thanks for giving me this opportunity to help try to enlighten Americans on this issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Think about it, America. Check it out, and thanks so much for listening to us.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. or buy online at drinksupertea.com.